Cardinal Edward Egan, the Roman Catholic Archbishop of New York, has turned over to civil authorities a list of cases involving priests who've been accused of sexual misconduct with minors. Cardinal Egan's actions mark a reversal for the leader of one of the nation's largest archdioceses, and they come as the effects of Boston's child sexual abuse scandal continue to reverberate through the church. From member station WNYC in New York, Amy Eddings reports.
The Archdiocese, in a statement, says the list summarizes complaints made against priests over the past 35 to 40 years. The information includes the date and location of the alleged incident, the outcome of any legal proceedings, and the current whereabouts of the accused priest, if known. The list was forwarded to Manhattan District Attorney Robert Morgenthau. Neither the district attorney nor the Archdiocese would comment on how many cases were involved. This is the second recent shift in Edward Cardinal Egan's handling of sexual abuse allegations against priests. The first came in mid-March, when Egan, breaking his silence on the widening scandal for the first time, said he would bring future allegations to law enforcement authorities if they were credible and if the victim did not oppose reporting. For the past decade, the Archdiocese had left it to victims to alert the police. Since Egan announced his new policy, local district attorneys have publicly encouraged the cardinal to report past allegations, too. The Archdiocese says its decision to do so came through talks with the Manhattan DA's office in the last week. The news came as district attorneys from 7 of the 10 counties within the sprawling archdiocese publicized their letter to Cardinal Egan, formally asking him to release information. Westchester County DA Janine Pirro says she's concerned that there's a continuing danger to children. She says church officials have agreed to cooperate.
Indications are that we will have a dialogue now, that the church will understand that we are the individuals who have the expertise to interview children and make a determination as to whether or not a charge should go forward. This is an important first step, and I'm heartened by it.
While the scope of complaints is not known, Pirro's office is looking into 4 allegations, and other DAs, including the Bronx office, say they've also received information about alleged sexual misconduct by local priests. Currently, New York State does not require clergy to report child sexual abuse allegations. Joe Galou, spokesman for Assemblyman Jack McEnany, who's drafting a bill that would make clergy mandatory reporters, hailed Cardinal Egan's move.
It's extremely positive. It takes the exact method that the Assembly advocates, going through the criminal procedures, not child protective services, and going back a long time so that we check out everything about everyone who is still an active clergy person.
Cardinal Egan has come under increasing scrutiny since the scandal broke. Like Boston's Cardinal Bernard Law, Egan has been accused of shifting priests with substantiated child sexual abuse allegations from parish to parish during the 12 years he was Bishop of Bridgeport, Connecticut, and of failing to notify authorities despite a law in Connecticut requiring clergy to do so. Egan has defended his handling of child sexual abuse cases in Bridgeport. The statement by the Archdiocese says it stands ready to work with local district attorneys who will determine if any of the cases Egan has released warrant legal action. For NPR News, I'm Amy Eddings in New York.